Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lady Gang. I am Becca Tobin. Across from me is Kelty Knight, and to my right is Jack Vanek.
What is
up? How's it going?
I'm okay. I'm like the day, my first day of my period, so I feel like elephantitis in my gut.
Love that feeling.
I'm on day two of my period.
I just finished mine.
Guys, my period is so freaking regular that my app...
Wait, I thought... Did you go right?
I've started bleeding again, which don't
Welcome
even
back.
Get me started. this is actually going to be part of my Good Week, Bad Week, so I'm going to come back to it. But yeah, it's the worst.
Okay. On that note, I can't wait
it's
to hear
time anything else. It's time for
Good Week.
Yes, it is.
Bad Week.
Oh, no.
I'll start.
There you go.
So I am now on like month three of actually having a period because I took my IUD out.
Did it just regulate itself right away?
I've always had a super regular period, which
me too
is like it's great because I know there are girls who don't, and it's a pain in the ass. It's a pain in the ass no matter what. But my app on my phone, Flow, is so accurate.
I use Flow.
It's right.
Oh, should I be? I use Clue.
It's amazing. I mean, but if you're not regular, then the app's not really like.
No, I am regular.
Okay, so then do Flow. It's gonna blow your mind.
But it tells you like when you're fertile and shit.
Fertile, when you're not fertile, when you're about to have your period,
when you're also gonna feel moody or hungry, or salt cravings. It's like, every day 22, you have salt cravings.
You put all your info in though, and then it
and then it kind of whatever. So, anyways, but even with the app, this is my bad week. So I've had like three periods since taking it out. Why am I acting like I never had periods before?
How do I put a tampon in?
I forget to put tampons in now. I forget, and then also I'm an idiot.
At least you don't put
Sorry
two
to interrupt,
in.
Becca. I don't mean to be keepers of the rules. Is this your good week or your bad week?
What do you think?
Okay, I'm just double checking.
She also said it was her bad week. She announced
but she
it.
She said that in the section before the intro.
No, so she didn't. She just said
I
it.
I just said it.
Oh,
Kelty,
I wasn't
you need to listen. Elena says yes.
She does. Well, she
said what does Queen Elena say?
Good week, bad week.
No, and then
you
I
said bad week.
Anyway, I'm
anyways,
sorry.
Anyways,
sorry.
So it's my
don't
bad
fight,
week.
Girls. We're all friends.
Listen, it's my bad week. We're all on our period.
Lady
so
Gang
we're
is done
all...
because Becca did not say if it was a good or
I
bad
am
week.
I'm extra bitchy though right now because I'm on my period, which is a real thing. I snapped at a girl in Barry's yesterday. I feel pretty bad about
Hell
it.
Hell yeah.
But anyways, so I don't know what's wrong with me, but I started my period yesterday, and for. However, 15 years that I've been getting my period, more, I always have a heavy first day. And then later in the day or the next day, I kind of taper off. Mm-hmm. But then I get another gush later.
Oh, you do?
Oh, a nice
double gush.
No, a double gush.
Like a second day?
Like a second day.
Oh, yeah. Second day is always the worst.
But it's like I took out my tampon and why
Thought
did
you
I
were
think-
done.
It's like I
After
think...
After one day?
Yeah. Every month for 32 years, I have done almost the same thing where it's like, oh my God, I think it's over. That was quick. And then the next day or hour,
gush.
I'm bleeding through everything.
The worst thing is I get that second gush, but it's like my sixth day.
Ooh, that's bad.
Where you really actually think you're done. You're like, never mind. Don't wear white pants.
Oh my God.
Okay, are you ready for my good week?
Yeah.
It's pretty on brand with our guest today. So I am not a makeup girl. I cannot do my own. I can do my own makeup. I do not enjoy it. Mm-hmm. It's the most tedious, like boring thing to me. Mm-hmm. I don't like sitting there while getting my makeup done, but I love being able to get my makeup done because I feel beautiful afterwards. Mm-hmm. Well, I have been like dabbling in Adderall lately.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
It's a little late to start taking Adderall. I'm going to throw that out there.
By dabbling.
Is it 2009?
Wait, by dabbling, I mean I've taken on one hand in my whole life.
Okay.
So like.
How much are you taking?
Like a half of an Adderall from one friend. But I'm saying like I've probably taken in my whole lifetime.
Yes. Five times.
A total of three
Full Adderall.
Okay. So, like, by dabbling, I don't mean like
it's a real dabble.
It's a real
it's
dabble.
A dilly dabble.
So I had a
I've
long
been dabbling in Adderall.
Who are you getting Adderall from?
Well, I guess
a friend. Everybody has Adderall. Okay?
Well, no, I know,
but a friend of mine has prescribed it for her real time ADD. But
and
we
she
were...
doesn't take it. And she gives it to you.
Well, she sometimes
people with ADD don't take Adderall a lot of times.
No,
it makes
true.
Feel like normal.
Yeah. So I had a full like marathon day of birthdays and this, and I had a 40th birthday dinner. Like it was, and it started early and it was going late, and it was like I had to pull through because it was
pull through for that
people.
Social life.
It was important.
Listen,
people that
Adderall's
I had to show up
the
for.
The best for that.
It's amazing. Okay. So I had to show up and I had to like not leave dinner early because I'm lame. So I saw my friend in the afternoon and I was like, oh my God. And I didn't sleep and I have to go to this birthday later. But blah, blah, blah. She's like, just here you go. Take half of the Adderall. It's going to be fine. Well, let me tell you something. I got ready. I had been sent the new Urban Decay palette, the bronze summer kit. And I was like, oh, I'm going to try this out today. Doing your makeup while you're on Adderall is amazing. I was so focused. I was so intense.
Every single lash got mascara.
Except for when you take too much Adderall and then your hand's shaking.
No, I was laser beam.
Precise.
I was like Christina, my makeup artist. I did things to my face I didn't even know were possible. I swear to God, I looked amazing. And to the point where I wasn't crazy. I walked out and I was ready to go. And Zach was like, oh my gosh, you look so pretty. And I was like, oh my God.
You might have a career in makeup artistry.
I'm on Adderall all the time. So then I go to the wedding. No, so then I go to the dinner. I had every single person look at me and be like, your eyes look amazing. I was like, what? They're like, your makeup. Did you get it done before you came here? I was like, no, I did it myself. I'm amazing on Adderall.
I've always said if everybody in the world took Adderall, we would be light years ahead of where we are in life.
We would be dying of heart attacks left and right.
We wouldn't live past 35, yeah. But we'd be living on Mars. We'd be living in other solar systems.
I've
never seen you love anything more. Like, I've watched you just kind of hate on most things for 2.5 years.
I mean, Adderall's
amazing. We found the things that Becca loves.
I have to say,
on Adderall.
I took like and a good vacations, which
I'm not
got
getting.
Those yet.
I took a good, like, 7-year hiatus of Adderall, mm-hmm. And I've been dabbling in it as well.
Yeah, no kidding. I could have looked at your Instagram and known that. No one over 30 can party all day, okay? Without Adderall or cocaine.
Are they going to sponsor us or what?
Adderall, come on board. Okay. So there's
Wait, is Adderall, like, the brand or is that, like, the actual drug?
Adderall.
No, it's a brand.
Oh. Is it?
So they could sponsor us. Big Pharma.
Yeah, Big Pharma has all the money.
I don't think that they, like, are really their, like, core issue is getting girls to be better at makeup.
Day drinking.
or staying up all night.
Hey, do you want to take this and do the thing that you're not supposed to do on it?
Yeah. There you
drink
go.
Okay. And not study?
Yeah.
I'll go.
Go.
Okay, speaking of...
Because I'm laser focused.
No, I would die if I took Adderall right now. Okay. Speaking of... doing things and taking substances. Okay,
I thought you were just going to say, speaking of doing things. I'm
just
like, that's not a segue.
Doing things.
Story.
Good week.
Just doing things. So if you guys have listened to the podcast.
Kelty, she just said good week. Did you hear that?
Because I always do because I got yelled at for like 6 months when we started
I trained
this
her like a little puppy.
If you guys listened to Oliver Hudson episode of our podcast, he had been talking how he was going off the grid and how he was like smoking weed. And Beck and I were both talking about how much we've been smoking weed recently mm-hmm. and how jokingly we're like, oh, you should join our High Times podcast where we just talk about smoking weed.
People think we have.
I cannot tell you how many people have asked me where they can listen to mine and your High Times podcast.
Let's get high and do
we
it.
Should. Want to? Oh
my we God. Should do an episode. Like, of a TV pie? Show, which is us just trying all the drugs.
All the weed.
I'm going to do Adderall for sure, and I'm going to do my
makeup. No, we can't do all the drugs.
Or if else, wait, oh, we're doing the budget for our show right now, and like we're budgeting for makeup artists and blah, blah. Yeah. I'm like, don't give me a makeup artist.
You're our makeup artist.
Give me an Adderall prescription.
All you have to do is pay a psychiatrist to write you a prescription.
I would do everybody's makeup.
I'm going to look so beautiful. Everyone again is going to
come in with a full contour.
He's gonna have a red lip and a lash.
So, like, this is what's wrong with America, and it's just Becca taking 50 milligrams of Adderall and doing everybody's makeup, and then us smoking
Nothing
weed for our High
me.
Times podcast.
It's gonna be great. Okay,
it's so, just all full circle. Anyway,
so they thought we had a High Times podcast.
I mean, there are dozens of posts
Let's
about it in the Facebook.
Yeah.
Give the people what they want.
All right. I think I have a weed pen in my bag right now.
So do I. No, and also people like looked up the podcast. They're like, I don't think that's Becca and Jack. It's like two guys.
What would ours be called? Hiya, folks.
Stupid.
We need to do it though. It needs to be an offshoot.
Yes, Elena, I've never seen her light up so much.
Or like another quickie, only sponsored by Men.
Wait, yeah.
Oh my God.
We the don't Monday morning highs.
Kelsey with, won't have
to do the rock. We don't have jobs and I'll be at work, so I'm not able to come.
Yes. We'll just smoke weed and like sneak on your set.
Oh my God.
Anyways, so we have a lot
to talk. There's noise coming in from the office. Like, who's in there? And it's just like weed. You open up Snoop Dogg sitting here.
Oh my God, we need Snoop Dogg.
We need Snoop Dogg.
I just want you to enjoy how far I let you go off tangent. Get back to
it. We know.
It was really good. Okay.
Let's go.
So my bad week. My bad week, I didn't have an Adderall to take one morning and I ran out of coffee. So I needed to go to Whole Foods to like grab myself some coffee because I cannot function in the morning without it. Like I can't even make a conversation.
Not with
I can't
that
write
attitude.
An email. I'm really pessimistic. So I throw on my shoes and I throw on a sweatshirt and start walking to my car, which was like a block away. I'm walking down the street and I notice that people are like kind of looking at me. I made it all the way to my car without noticing that I did not put pants on. I was wearing a lace hanky panky underwear with no pants and walked a whole entire
block.
Wait,
like a thong or a full body?
It was somehow the one night that I slept in a thong.
Wait, no.
You
yes.
walked down the street in a thong?
Yes.
How long was the t-shirt?
It was like a cropped hoodie.
Oh, no! You wore a cropped hoodie and a thong?
And then I like got to my car and I'm like, well, do I just like...
Just go for it.
You live in
just
Venice,
go to Whole
though.
Foods?
You live in
That's
Venice.
The thing. If it was a regular underwear, I could get
it's
away
like
with it.
It's like a bathing suit.
But it was, like, obviously not a bathing suit. But that's how much, like, I cannot function.
So then you had to walk back to your house in the thong?
I almost made it to the car. So I made it to my car, drove my car back to where my house was. And
you're also, like, not used to wearing clothing, so.
I know. It's like, it's just, I'm used to the wind on my butt as I stroll down the street.
Totally.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You should do an episode, like, of our show should always be you in your bikini.
Always.
Like, we will come to in regular clothes and you can come
okay,
in your day
ladies.
Drinking outfit.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'll go fast because you monopolize this show.
Sorry.
Good week. I'm very excited because I have hit a major milestone in my life. 75,000 Instagram followers.
How many followers?
75,000. And I want
to
say this.
Thanks to all my fans.
First of all,
it's an acceptance.
Thank you to my fans. I have been privy to maybe the worst fake bot followers I've ever seen in my life. Like, you know, people buy followers, fine.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do it smart. Do it like 2,000, 3,000 here. Like, sprinkle, sprinkle, sprinkle.
Yeah, don't buy 20,000.
I have seen a person in the past 2.5 months go from like, 2,200 followers to over 50,000.
Wait, this we talked about in an episode. Is this another person?
But 2,200, so they had like no
2,200.
Hey. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Lana. Many followers.
Anyway,
Did I talk about this already? Anyway, I'm just going to.
I don't remember
this.
Who was it?
I can't tell.
Can you tell us after?
No.
What?
But, no, I can. Okay. But anyway, my point being is that like.
We see you.
I see you. You're breaking the rules. I have not broken the rules. And to hit a major milestone, I can't believe you didn't get me balloons. That's fucked up.
Wait, can I talk about my major milestone? My meme account hit 50,000 followers.
Muscle time.
Thank you. My secondary meme account.
Life right now.
Okay.
Congratulations.
My bad week, Jack Vanek. No, I'm just kidding. I'll stop it. My bad week is that... I drop my phone, which I very rarely do. You know, I never break the rules and don't have a case on my phone, but I happen to not have a case on it.
I didn't know that was a rule.
It is a rule. You need to protect your phone.
It's not
like
a rule.
According to who?
Yeah.
According to the laws of the universe, it's called gravity.
Great.
Okay.
If you drop it, it will break.
Okay.
No, it won't.
Well, it did. So then.
Your phone broke?
Yes. So my phone broke, and here's how it broke. It was so funny. So the front camera no longer works. I can only do selfies.
Oh, wow. Poor
selfies
you.
Selfies only.
I saw you at the royal wedding.
Yeah.
Struggling.
Yeah. And so the
is
thing
it
is,
still broken right now?
Yeah. Struggle and so less. When you're busy, you're like, oh, I'll never need a picture or whatever. And then like, oh, I'll just make an appointment at the Mac store. The Mac store has no openings.
No. The Apple store.
Whatever. The Genius bar should be called the Genius.
Macintosh store.
The Genius too busy to help me store. There's not enough geniuses. If you know how to work an iPhone, I need you to get your ass down to the Mac store and be a genius.
store.
Because there are not enough geniuses on
You
lock.
Can bring it into like an Office or Office Max or something and they'll fix it. Your warranty is just screwed. But if you
want
to fix
your
screen.
I don't want to do that.
Well, I don't know how to help you.
Sorry.
Anyway, that's
broken
it.
Phone.
Bye.
Nothing okay. makes you feel hotter than going to the Genius Bar, though.
Oh, I know. It's the best. It's the best. Who said that that's where they want to pick up guys?
You.
I
Becca
used to go to up my, not pick up guys, but to like up my self-esteem. If I was feeling a little dowdy or feeling a little ugly, I would just go to the Apple store and be like, so, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I don't know how to log into my phone.
I don't know. Mike, do I have a cloud? How do I know?
Where is it? Can I touch it?
Someone did find it.
Yeah, that's true. Someone did find your cloud. They Maybe you should have known a little more. Maybe you should have actually done real work at Apple Store. Maybe you should have asked him if you secured
that cloud.
What if it
was one of the geniuses that leaked
oh,
your photos?
Oh, shit!
It wasn't.
Probably was. Okay, anyway, when we come back, we're going to get rich and smart and juiced.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
Our guest today knows a lot about the importance of what we put in and on our bodies. Her knowledge and passion for nutrition led her to become a certified holistic health coach, a yoga instructor, and ultimately a founder of one of the largest organic juice companies in the U.S., Suja Juice. Forbes has named Suja in the top three most promising companies in the country for 2 years running. And in 2015, they sold 30% to Coca-Cola, and the valuation on the company was $300 million, which means she's way too good to be here. She's also a New York Times bestselling author and a Forbes 30 Under 30 winner. And she uses, am I saying this right, Blondie?
Blonde.
Blonde. Oh, shit, that's awesome. Which is her blog, to inspire and educate everyone, including the basic bitches out there, because she just posted a gluten-free and dairy-free avocado toast recipe. So all of you eating gluten and dairy in your avocado toast, you are so last week. That has Lady Gang written all over it. Please welcome to the Lady Gang our major inspiration, Annie Lawless.
Welcome.
And if you were at the Lady Hang in California, you guys got some lip glosses in your bags, and it was Lawless, and that is Annie's new-ish.
Yeah, new-ish company.
New-ish makeup. Full
okay.
circle.
So tell us the, like, Forbes notes, the Kohl's notes. Do you know what a Kohl's notes is?
Sparks notes.
No.
Is Sparks what you're
notes
for.
In America.
Yeah.
Like, how you got to that place, juiced, got out, started the company. It all has the same tie to it of what you're passionate about.
Totally. It's all in the vein of health and wellness, and I grew up with celiac disease as a child, so I had really bad eczema all over my skin, like my face, my arms. And this was before gluten was really a well-known thing or celiacs. It wasn't like today where anywhere you go in LA, there's like 500 gluten-free options because mm-hmm. everyone is trying to go gluten-free. There wasn't even like a Whole Foods in my state. So I was diagnosed when I was 12, and that was like the first time I ever saw food as being connected to anything going on in my body. Mm. I don't think in grade school or as a child you even correlate food with health. Like you mm-hmm. just eat your Pop-Tarts and like go on your merry way.
Yeah.
And so when I found out I had celiacs, the pediatrician, you know, had me cut out all gluten and my eczema completely cleared up. And as a 12-year-old girl, like I was at that age where I was starting to become really self-conscious about it. And it really was so profound and impactful to me that like this thing I'd had my whole life that was so embarrassing was gone. So that kind of led me into juicing and really like researching nutrition and getting obsessed with like what you put in your body and how that impacts how you look and how you feel. And I juiced all through high school and college. And then when I moved to San Diego in 2010, it was for law school. And so all throughout law school, I still juiced. I had my juicer. And it was this special cold press juicer called the Norwalk Press. And it's really difficult to use. It's clunky. It's this big, like, 100-pound juicer that this guy, Dr. Norman Walker, created in 1938, I believe.
Will you marry me?
No,
I find you so fascinating.
What the hell? She's super smart. She's like, also, like, a Barbie doll.
She's like, literally
you're
the
too
most
pretty.
Like, a 14. And I'm like, oh, my God, how are you this hot like, and this smart?
So smart.
Not
thank
that
you.
A woman can't be hard and smart. They can. But it's so hard. Rare hell to meet someone on a 15 in both levels.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh,
continue
you.
Now. Continue. So you got your big clunky juicer.
I got my big clunky juicer, had it in my little law school apartment, and I was teaching yoga at nights to pay for my school and all that kind of stuff. So this guy came in to take class, and he, like, skated up on a skateboard, and he was carrying this green juice in a glass bottle, and I was carrying a green juice. So I was checking him into class, and we struck up conversation, and he also had this Norwalk press. So long story short, we dated. We ended up being inseparable. We started this little home delivery service of juice throughout San Diego and just, like, thought it was amazing. And so fast forward, you know, a few months in, or I would say maybe a year in, a couple investors approached us and really wanted to help build this company, you know, from this little apartment home delivery service to this like bigger scale home delivery service. I don't think at that point any of us had the intention of doing like retail, Whole Foods, Costco, Target, like national level. But it was kind of like when Blueprint and all these home delivery services and subscription juices were just on the rise. Yeah. So I think that was sort of what we were aiming to do. So we did that and got a space. And then in a few months, you know, Whole Foods reached out and it just kind of took off like wildfire. I think everyone was really hungry for the cold pressed juice product. And it was especially in San Diego, such a buzzworthy thing that caught Whole Foods' attention. So we launched in the SoPac region, then nationally, and then it became what you know today as Suja. So I stepped away in 2015, about 6 months after we did the sale with Coke and Goldman Sachs. I think I just was feeling not as inspired as I was in the very beginning. I think that we had built this business. It was doing amazing. And we had so many investors and so many employees. It wasn't stimulating me the way that it was when it was like startup out of the apartment. Like I was delivering juice. Like I met my husband because he ordered juice from me and I delivered it. Like that's how rogue we were. Like in my little car, like here's your juice. And so now I decided I wanted to take – you know, all of my passion for health and wellness, but move it into a new phase of my life. And so having my blog for a couple years that was focused on fashion, beauty, health and wellness, I noticed a lot of girls would question me about why I would use all these products on my face. Like they would say, I like this product too, but you know, it has so much alcohol. I'm looking for something better. Do you know something? I'm trying to get silicones out of my foundations, all these types of things. And I thought, I really don't. I really don't know what natural products I like for makeup that I would use. So I went on this quest to try every natural makeup brand I could find, and everything sucked. Like, I'm a makeup girl. I wear a full face of makeup every day. I love, like, full coverage, high performance, long-wearing, pigmented makeup. And all the natural makeup I found was just really sheer and earthy. And I want natural makeup, but I'm not going for the natural look, if that makes sense. Yeah. So I saw that Kylie's lip kits had blown up like a couple summers ago, or maybe it was last summer that I really like read these stats and thought, damn, this girl's selling, you know, hundreds of thousands of units. And I wanted to launch a natural product, which is why I launched with lipsticks, to show that it, natural can be trendy, sexy, cool and fun, matte, long wearing, hit the young girls, go for the products that people want right now. So Lawless was born. I started researching natural formulators, trying different formulas, doing colors and shades and figuring out what I wanted the line to be. And then we launched in October this past year.
It's crazy.
Damn, girl.
And you have foundation coming.
Foundation's coming. It's by the time this airs, it may be out. It's full coverage, 20 shades, silicone-free, completely non-comedogenic, long-wearing, radiant finish. Because I do feel as I'm getting older, like matte foundations are not flattering anymore.
Oh my God, they make you like so old.
Every fine line I have, I would rather look greasy throughout the day.
100%.
Yeah. And like, you know, at least like I got some glow to me. But so I wanted to do a full coverage radiant foundation because so many full coverages are like cakey matte.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't wait to try it.
Yeah, so I'm going to get you guys a bunch.
What's your whole range of products?
Right now, it's just the liquid lipsticks. I have 11 shades. Those are currently in about 40 Sephora stores and then online and then also on our site. And then the 20 shades of foundation coming out Friday. And then later this summer, I've got some powders coming out.
Cool.
And the fall, I've got something fun for holiday. Yeah. And then I kind of have a little rollout plan to hopefully do everything and be like a full range in the next couple years.
So exciting.
I have a question.
Okay.
Sorry. Mm-mm. Just because a lot of girls that are, they're trying to get rid of all the products with all the junk in it, but it takes hours. If you go through everything in your bathroom and you Google every ingredient, like, are there like top three that you avoid all the time? Or like, is there something that you use, like a site?
Yeah. Well, I actually think that right now, you know, people know the buzz ones like parabens, phthalates, but there's some like silicone that aren't outwardly bad. But, you know, have you ever put on a silicone pore filling primer and it makes your skin feel really soft and silky?
Yeah.
That's actually not your skin. That's the primer like coating your skin. It's like a wax like coating. Mm-hmm. And beyond any health and wellness things, like an ingredient like that just kind of keeps all the oils and pollution and dirt trapped in your pores because it's filling your pores. So that can lead to breakouts. So there's a couple ingredients like that. Coconut oil is a big one. That is a natural ingredient, but I avoid it at all costs because it's one of the most comedogenic oils. It's like a 5 on the scale of comedogenic ingredients, and 5 is the highest. And a lot of natural products, I think, right now are touting coconut oil as like this miracle thing and putting it in everything. But you don't want it on your face. And so, like, I've tried some natural concealers, and, like, it's a pot concealer, and that's the base is coconut oil. So I definitely look out for things like that that are going to clog my pores, even if they're natural. And I really, really think the paraben thing, I know it's super well known at this point, but it can hide under so many names, and it is in so many products. And what really resonated with me was that they recently dissected a breast cancer tumor and found actual paraben particles in the tumor. And I think it might be from deodorant because our lymph is right here. So that really freaked me out. And then lastly, I mean, talc, I avoid at all costs at this point in my life because obviously all the Johnson & Johnson lawsuits recently. I mean, talc has been clearly linked to death, let alone disease and cancer. So I definitely avoid talc.
I know that there is some website, I'm sure you probably know it better than me, that you can put in any product and it will tell you how toxic it is.
Yeah,
on the
there's an app. I don't know the name off the top of my head, but there's like an app and you can even scan, I think, certain products. And if it's registered with the app, it will like spit out a number for you on a scale of like good and bad.
Yeah, so that's probably easy to do if
that's
you're like
cool.
instead of trying to, because they do,
they hide it.
They hide the names under a bunch of different other names that there's no way a normal person that doesn't have all that knowledge will be like, oh yeah, that's bad.
It's just like food. There's like 5 different names for everything.
Yeah. Right.
I'm going to be selfish and ask for some lady gang advice.
Please
because
do.
You are such an I definitely have like a fuzz in my mouth.
That's the worst. She fell into a rose bush, if you're wondering what happened
to my face. Yeah. I had a little accident with my dog. I was trying
That's like a glamorous spa, though. I fell into a rose bush. That wasn't like I was wasted like, and I saw a butterfly to
honey. There was nothing glamorous about that rose bush. But okay. So here's my question. So you, like you said, you were down in the dirty, delivering the juices. It was your baby. Kind of like Lady Gang has been for us for the last 2.5 years. Then we got Elena, who has been like so important.
It's a little less dirty, but still dirty.
It's really dirty.
It's like Elena's driving us in the car now, but we're still like we're walking still up dirty. To the step to like drop off the juice, okay? So it's been us for so long. And like it was just recently announced that we're doing our own television show on
I
E! And we just launched
amazing.
A scholarship program and our lady boxes. And so we're at that point where like all the other chefs of the world are coming into our business. What advice do you have about like keeping your intention true or not getting eaten alive when like a whole bunch of other people get in the mix?
Yeah, this is a really great question because I've definitely experienced this. Like I said, you know, it's a big reason why I stepped away from the company when I did. As you grow and more personalities and investors and people with different motives, whether it's to make money, to build the business, you know, a certain way, really comes into play, it does change the dynamic and it changes the direction. And when I started Suja, I was 24 and I think I was very young and had never experienced that type of partnership. And when I did, I learned a lot about maintaining the integrity and asserting yourself and making sure that the business and the company and the soul and fabric of what you're doing remains true to you through and through. And it's very easy to lose control when a lot of people in a more powerful position, whether they put money in or they have a lot of experience in what you're doing, which, by the way, I think experience is bullshit. I do think that, like, nobody really knows what the hell they're doing with most things you start. And so a lot of times people will try to think that you're a young girl or this, that. But, I mean, nobody knows what they're doing. Nobody knows better than you. If it's your vision and your company and your brand and your direction, I say do whatever you can to hold on to that and always feel comfortable saying no, even when somebody thinks that they have the right way to go or the right way to build something or promises you that, you know, this is definitely going to help if we do this, but you don't feel right about it.
Right.
I definitely did that a few times and it changed the way I felt about the business. Ultimately,
we're lucky because we have 3 of us. So like our rule has always been if one person is like, it's a hard no for me or like I can't get on board with this, then we say no. Like, you know, it has
which
to be like
great.
A majority, which is nice to have like the trio of us.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I can understand how that is like so hard.
So you said you started it with a guy that you were dating.
Mm-hmm.
We
broke up.
Okay. So
shocker.
How does that go when you break up and then you are still business partners?
You know, we're actually still friends.
That's good.
Oddly enough, we had a very civil ending to our romantic relationship.
Thank God.
Yeah. I mean, it was rocky at first. I had broken up with him and he was bitter for a bit. And then he like came around and we're great friends now and we just kind of laugh about it. But I do think everyone's kind of in your life at a certain time for a reason. And our relationship served its purpose.
Yeah.
But We couldn't be more different. Let's just put it that way. He's very laid back, like SoCal surfer. And I'm like type A, high strung, like need to be doing something at all times.
Right.
So
is he still in the company or did he leave too?
He left as well.
Got it.
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing. Okay. We're going to play a little game.
Okay.
I'm calling it the deserted island. So it has to do with vegetables and also makeup.
Okay.
So I felt like this would like really.
Vegetables and makeup.
It would really like be perfect for you.
What better duo, you know?
Deserted island, the game. Okay. So basically I'm going to say two things and you have to decide which one you're taking on the deserted island. You can only have one. That's the rule. Mm-hmm. And why?
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We're starting very basic. Avocado or banana?
Avocado.
Why?
You could sustain your stuff longer on avocado because it has fat and fiber and it has more calories. And I also just think it's more...
That is such a nutritionist way of being to say.
And it's just more like buttery and luxurious. I think with a banana, I would be underwhelmed over a while.
Mm-hmm. Avocado.
Why?
Because I basically like eat an avocado every single day now. So I can't not do that.
How would you peel it? You're on a desert island just with your sandy.
You can, I feel like you just peel it. Yeah. I feel like you're pretty easy.
Yeah. I just claw it.
But what if you got the avocado and it was like not ripe and you're like, okay, I'll eat it tomorrow. And then you got
and
up and it was like
too ripe.
That's the worst.
That's the worst is cutting open a bad avocado. Or like having to throw the whole thing away because it's still too hard.
Such a waste.
I hate that.
I have a fun fact about myself. I'm allergic to both things.
You are?
Like slightly allergic. They're apparently chemically related somehow.
Do you get the throat itch?
Yeah.
I get that with melons.
Yeah, it's
apparently
the same
they're
thing.
Related to bananas, but I didn't know the avocados.
I do it with melons too, and also latex is somehow related to that too.
Really?
So when I describe it, I'm like, yeah, it's when you blow up a balloon and your mouth gets all itchy, and people are like, what the hell are you talking about?
Wait, are you allergic to latex?
Slightly, but I eat both of them, so I take an avocado.
You have to use latex-free lash glue.
I'm not that allergic to latex. Okay. It's a little
bit
itchy, but yeah. Avocado.
This is riveting. Okay, I'm ready? Okay, mascara or highlighter? Becca.
I would never wear highlighter unless I was wearing mascara, but I'll wear mascara if I don't have highlighter, so I'm going to have to go mascara.
I have a question. Can I get a lash tint beforehand?
Yeah, if I have a lash
extensions
or
a lash extension.
It's like you know you're going on the deserted island. You're like, I have
you're
a feeling I'm going to get shipwrecked next week.
I feel
probably
like
gonna
you
get...
don't need a highlight on a deserted island. I think you probably
you have
like,
a natural glow.
You got that
there.
Tan.
What do you think?
I would actually probably go with the highlight.
Wow.
Just because I think mascara would bleed. You'd be sweaty. You'd be in the water. Mm. But the highlight,
smarter than us,
the
guys.
Highlight,
it's
if
true.
You've got this bronzy tan, like maybe accentuate it.
Little
decolletage.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
Ooh. Top of the arm.
The shins.
Hey, yeah. Little shin highlight. I've never been above. When you start highlighting your lower body, it's when you're officially old. And I mean that like as a compliment. No. Like I feel like I used to be able to just lotion and go. And
do you
now
contour
I'm,
too? Or you just contour?
I actually went in the other direction. I was young and I had energy to do things like that. And now I'm like, well, screw it. I just won't wear a skirt. I'm going to wear pants. Yeah.
No legs.
I don't want to shave in the meantime either. So pants it is.
And also like no knees after 40. You know what I mean?
No knees after 40?
You cannot show your knees after 40.
Really? Are they not good?
They start going, I think. I mean,
my knees
mine
already,
already at 30.
I'm 32.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if there's a procedure for that. Like, is there a knee lift?
Yes, actually.
It's the most dangerous procedure.
We've had an expert on this.
Are you kidding?
Yes. Because they have to lift the whole thigh to get the knee. And it's, like, the worst, most, like, extreme surgery you can have.
Oh, my God. It seems like it'd be so simple. Just, like, this little hanging skin.
Why can't you, like, put filler in your knee?
I'm on it, guys.
This is your new company.
We have 10 years. We have 10 years.
Screw the passion. Screw the belt. Wait, powder. Screw the powder. We need a knee lift.
Everybody needs it. Like everybody
needs
has
it.
Old knees.
There's a market for the knee lift machine.
Did you guys used to do like tanning beds?
Oh
yeah, yeah. That haunts my dreams because I do feel like my skin on my like upper knee area is gonna get a lot saggier quicker.
Because of that. Guys, I was just at a wedding in the South.
People are still doing tanning beds.
People still get the stickers on their hip.
Oh my God. Another level.
Heart.
But I was at the pool.
The Playboy Bunny.
Yep. These girls, because you know there is a specific tanning bed color.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not from the sun.
It's, no.
It's not the sun.
It's so even.
It's also not a mystic tan.
It's like
tan.
The side of your thigh. Yeah. And like the crease under the butt.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
And I was like, you cannot tell me how? How are you still laying in a tanning
bed? And are you tanning your face?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Their whole body was that weird orange color.
You're just asking for it at that point. And I feel like there's so many good self-tanners at this point. Like, you have to be an idiot to not be able to use a self-tanner.
It's true.
Like,
I've had mistakes, and I might have made them last week.
Which one's your favorite?
Yeah. I've got some situation going on. I really like the Kula. It's like this organic dry oil mist. So here's my issue.
They're my favorite.
I just threw one away. Because I didn't trust it, and I didn't try
it's Kula.
It's great. It's clear.
Healthy?
It doesn't have any, healthy.
Because I use
not
their SPF
all their products. I think that it'll tell you on the front, like, which ones have, like, a certain percentage of organic ingredients. But this oil is clear, so you can put your clothes on. It's not, like, one of those ones that, like, has tanning. Which you could say, if you're not super, like, adept at tanning, you could mess it up. But my issue with tanners, I don't know if you guys experience this, but I like to exfoliate and shave first so that I'm fresh.
Yeah.
But my legs sting if I get out of the shower and don't moisturize. But you can't moisturize before putting tanner on, like the tanning foam. But this is the perfect answer because it's an oil.
Wait, I love that.
Kula.
Yeah, Kula.
I do love
it. It's called the dry oil mist.
We didn't have you on 2.5 years ago. The answer to all of our questions in life work. Okay. I'm scared to move on, but...
What's the next question?
Lotion.
Oh, God.
Or lip balm.
I need lip balm.
Tough questions on the
way
to game.
Can't you use the lotion as a lip balm?
That's what I'm going.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It's not as balmy, though.
I don't care. I cannot not have lotion if I'm on an island.
If my lips were dry, I'd be annoyed. But if my entire body was dry, I think that would set me over.
I can't go to sleep at night unless I put cream, like lotion on my feet.
Me too.
On your feet?
My husband thinks it's weird because I sleep in socks. And he's like, are you going to take those off?
Are you guys not going to say anything
about
this?
No.
Yeah, psychopath.
Are you saying I sleep in a sock? Okay. Because that makes me feel weird.
You're being so nice right now. When I said I sleep in a socks, it was like, send that woman to hell for eternity.
I have a theory that has been somewhat proven
by men.
That murderers sleep in socks. Ted Bundy had a sock collection.
I don't know what it is. There's something. I don't like the feeling of greasy feet on my sheets.
Thank you.
I don't know what it is.
Come to my house. We'll have a sleepover in our socks.
I'm down. Okay. I actually have a great sock collection. I'll bring you a cute pair.
I have so many good socks,
They'll be new.
It doesn't matter. I wear your old socks. Wear old socks. Whatever you're bagging, I'm raking. How do you say that? Whatever you're raking, I'm begging. Sorry.
I was like,
I'm raking. Yeah, yeah. I'm begging what you're raking.
I've never heard
like
that.
Like the leaves. If
I'm raking
leaves, she has a pile of leaves. I'm like, okay, I'm following.
I don't know if that's the saying. But.
All right, well, I'll rake some socks. I'll rake some socks.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Socks and foundation.
Cake or like a salty chip?
Oh.
Chip.
Chip all the way. I have zero sweet tooth. I'm all about that salty, fatty, greasy life.
Like a chip. And a French fry.
I want a French fry and a cookie.
Salt and vinegar chips are like my...
I just had some like an hour ago.
Those are so good.
The best.
You should have brought some.
I know.
Next time. Socks.
Salt and vinegar. Chips.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a cake person, but okay.
Cake is the weirdest.
Do you have a sweet tooth?
Yeah.
If it was like a chocolate or a cookie... I'd go your
last direction. Year I went to a cleanse to try to break my addiction to
you
sugar.
You went to a cleanse. So this was like you retreat. Left the premises. Okay.
I went to Palm Springs and sat by myself for 7 days and tried to like break my addiction to sugar and Diet Coke.
Was it like a water cleanse or did you eat?
Juices. Juices, water. No. But people always ask me that. That must be good.
It was
watermelon juice, bentonite clay, juice, watermelon juice, broth. Juice, watermelon, like
so. It was just watermelon juice. There was no.
There was like green juices too, and then broths. It was like all these, and then all the supplements and probiotics and some.
You probably just pooped your pants.
I really believe in probiotics, but I do have an issue with juice cleanses sometimes when they're so sugary. I think a lot of the ones where you're not eating.
This was the disgusting juice.
Oh, like really green.
It was just green.
Okay,
and it took me like 500 years to drink just one because it was that gross.
Really?
It was like I was drinking a garden.
I don't know. Something might be wrong with me, but
I love that.
Well, now I do. Ugh. I think it's been an evolution, but like the greener, the better. It's satisfying to me.
But do you put anything in your green juice that's not green?
Like a ginger?
Like a lemon or a ginger?
I do lemon and ginger. Yeah. Sometimes I'll do turmeric, but I don't do fruit.
No.
Lemon, ginger, and cayenne.
Cayenne is so good for your metabolism if you feel like you're – do you ever have those times where you haven't been eating worse than usual but for some reason – and I know it, like it's all hormonally related probably, but you feel like you're like holding on. You're
disgusting.
Just slow. Your metabolism's slow. I feel like cayenne was so good for that. It, like, totally revives your, like, metabolism, kind of restarts things.
I am begging what you're raking. Okay, last one. Beer or wine?
Wine.
I'm so surprised you didn't say beer.
I love...
She loves wine.
Love wine.
Well, she loves everything. Let's be serious.
She loves alcohol.
Yes.
She just loves anything. I don't. I love beer and wine. A nice rosé.
There's alcohol in an Aperol spritz.
I would have an Aperol spritz.
That's alcohol.
All right. Well, this has been a great...
Apple's not liqueur.
It's a liqueur.
But it's not like a whiskey. Anyways.
Okay, well, this is boring, Aperol spritz, so let's move
there's
on.
There's also...
It's like, Prosecco, Aperol, and soda water.
Okay.
Anyways.
I got married in Italy on Amalfi, and that was like the drink of the entire region.
Delicious. Oh,
like,
yeah.
I had never seen so much. I feel like it's not a common thing. Like, it doesn't come up often. Like, at restaurants, you don't hear people saying, I'll take an Aperol spritz. The whole weekend, everyone... That's all. That was like water.
Because it's the best. It's no, delicious. I went there last year and I was like, oh my God, this is my spot.
It's amazing.
Everybody drinking Aperol spritz.
These are your people. All right, when we come back, we're going to fix your lives.
Hey, ladies!
Get funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
Okay, and we're back. So you're going to help us answer some of the questions that our Lady Gangers wrote in.
Okay.
Because you might be the smartest, most successful person we've ever had on our pod.
The bar's low.
Well,
the bar's low.
Thank you, but I promise I'm not.
Our first question comes from Anonymous. Anonymous says, my boyfriend and I have been dating for about 8 months. He's 38 and I'm 37. I make just over $80,000 a year. He makes 35. He lives with his parents and I don't see that situation changing unless he gets a new job. He brings me flowers every week, $5 supermarket bouquets, not spending beyond his means. The only bad part of a relationship is his money and living situation. I mean, what 38-year-old lives with his parents? I don't see myself marrying someone who cannot support themselves. What should I do? Stick it out or cut my losses?
This is tough. I think that it would be nice to say, oh, love will conquer all. Don't worry about the economics of the situation. But I do think realistically, you should cut your losses.
Yeah.
And that's just because, and I know that this is controversial, I don't think that it matters what a guy makes. But for me, I want to feel like the woman in a relationship. It's just the way I'm hardwired. I don't want to feel like I'm taking care of someone, whether that's financially, emotionally, otherwise. Mm-hmm. I want the guy to feel like the guy. And there's something very unsexy and unromantic to me about feeling like I have to carry someone along in life. So that's why it's not really about the money for me, but I think whoever I would end up with would need to be making more money than me so that I feel like they're the guy of the relationship.
Yeah. And the thing is that if he's going to make less money than you, maybe that's fine, but then be an independent, like, be the guy. You know what I mean? The fact that, like, he's a school teacher, right?
I don't know. It doesn't say what he does.
Oh. I think I shortened it, and he was a school teacher or something. But it's like he's working, and then just like, but if he had his own place or like had figured out a way to like be independent, I think it's like the catch-22 of those two things.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's hard if he's living at his parents' house at 38.
You guys are being too nice. You're being too nice. If you're 38 and you live at your parents' house, male or female, unless you're helping a sick parent. Or you came across hard times and it's temporary and you're getting yourself back on your feet. Like, this is not a person that you need to be dating.
Yeah.
And it's not the person you should be if you're that person. Like, it's just, that says so much about somebody's character.
Well, she knows. I mean, I think
he's
the question.
Bringing her supermarket flowers.
Who cares? Save your $5.
Well, buy your
and
own
go
supermarket
find,
flowers.
In a better apartment.
Or get roommates. Like,
anything.
That would be better
anything
than living
other
with your
than
parents.
Live with your parents. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, a school teacher, that's not like, you know, that bad of a job here. Like, I know
it's
a lot of
job,
school teachers
yeah.
that
Most
have apartments
teachers
and stuff.
Are living on their own, not with their parents.
Yeah, just something
else
teacher
there.
Doesn't mean that you have to live at your parents' house.
Also,
that's so weird.
You have a great job. So, like, why are you...
You want to enjoy your life.
Yeah. Like, be able to travel and do things.
Right. Cut your losses. Okay. Second question comes from Ray.
So savage. Unless he's feeding like sick children or something. I don't know. What if he's like doing major like Mother Teresa
shit? He still lives with his parents.
Was that in the...
Yeah.
You're humping at his parents' house.
It's true.
He's almost
40. I know. You're right. He's almost
40. He's the 40-year-old parent house.
And I just have to say, she said the only bad part of their relationship is the money situation. But that like trickles down into literally every other part of their relationship.
Yeah.
So it's not the only part.
Finances are such a huge, important thing.
Okay. Second question comes from Ray. Ray says, my friend is dating a guy that I can't stand. I stopped hanging out with her back in the day because she brought him everywhere with her. Now her house is our hang spot since she's central to all of the other ladies, but he is always there. All of our other friends seem to like him, and I know if I say something about it, it won't go over well. She's my oldest friend, and I don't want to lose her, but I really cannot stand the guy. Am I just jealous? Do I wait it out, or do I keep my distance? What do I do?
This is tough, and I think we've all had an experience like this and learned the hard way. You can't touch that. Like,
you can't touch it.
You got to let them figure it out for themselves. If you see a super douchey quality about the guy that you just can't stand, she's going to see it eventually. Yeah. But if you tell her, it's the same way like when your parents tell you they hate your boyfriend. Well, you're like, fuck you guys. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And then you eventually find out.
Yeah.
Totally.
Eventually.
Totally.
You're like,
although one of my friends is still married to this guy, so like she never figured
but
it out.
But then the thing, then you're at the wedding and they're looking at you like, remember the time you said that? This guy was the bad guy. Look at me now.
Awkward.
I'm married him.
Yeah. It's awkward.
Unless he's like cheating on her or doing something really terrible, then you can't tell somebody how to live their life.
No. And there could be some subconscious jealousy. I mean, if it's your best friend and she's spending every waking moment with this guy, of course you're going to feel a little bit like hurt. Mm-hmm. And you could be projecting that, which intensifies your dislike for the guy more than you may realize.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, suck it up,
Ray. Don't say a word.
Yeah. Shay, our shingle.
The messenger always gets killed.
They really do.
Spoiler alert, don't be the messenger.
Even if you have like the best intentions,
oh,
it always
God.
Sucks.
Worse.
Okay, last question comes from Anonymous. Anonymous says, I'm 22 and I've been with my boyfriend who is 26 for a year and a half. I love him. He's so good to me, but I just know that I don't want to be with him forever. I know that this relationship needs to end, but I just don't know how to do it. I love him so much, and he is such a great person, and I don't want to hurt him. I also live with him and don't want all the awkwardness of me moving out all of my stuff out. I don't know how to start this conversation or when to do it. Do I do it before work, after, on the weekend? I just don't know anything right now. Please help.
Every day that you stay with this guy, you're hurting him.
Yep.
Let him go.
Yes.
Bye. And moving out is going to be awkward, but you have got to go. And also,
your knees are going to start sagging, and you're going to wish that you'd found the one.
Yes.
You're wasting time, precious time.
Precious.
You could be dating.
Tight, 22-year-old time.
Hot skin.
I think when anybody is going through a breakup, you kind of forget that everybody goes through breakups, and you're not in a situation that nobody else has gone through before. There's never a good time to do it. It's gonna suck. It doesn't matter if it's before or after work, but
that was so specific.
That's what she said.
The concern though.
Like, I know, she's really stressing.
Yeah, I know. Do have to say, okay, so one of my best friends just went through a breakup and they lived together, and the boyfriend texted her midday doing the whole, hey, can we talk later on?
Don't do that.
Don't do that text so he dies from anxiety for 5 hours.
Yeah, now.
Like, just come home and be like, all right, can you sit down? We need to talk. Do the text.
I got to play devil's advocate here.
On the text?
Yes. I hate that we got to talk. You know when people at work are like, hey, can we talk?
I'm
like,
no. It's like you're about to ruin my whole week, let alone my day now.
Yeah.
Thanks.
But here's the thing. Is it, like, for me, I would rather have that than and have myself go through all those things alone of being like, okay, I might be getting dumped. I might not. But if I am, like, being able to sort of
prepare
go through
yourself.
That alone. And also, I would rather that than an out of the blue, you come home from work and it's like, I'm moving out. We're done.
You walk in the door.
Listen,
boom.
At least in my friend's situation, it was still, she was blindsided. Like, it didn't matter because she thought it might happen, but then you think it won't happen.
I have to say, I'm always puzzled when people feel blindsided by a breakup.
Me too.
Because it's like, did you not sense the vibe? Like, things can't be good between you guys if this other person wants to break up, especially if you're living together. Like, there has to be.
Oh, there's no tension at all.
That much of a psychopath where they like fully lied to you so much
that's pretty common.
You had six other girlfriends. I'm literally making you fucking pancakes right now. Like,
yeah.
There's you know what? Mm-mm. I'm so happy for you and Suja Juice and Lawless Beauty. There's one thing that I'm telling you blindside is real. It's a sign that exists. You have never been blindsided.
Well,
Kelsey, the way that I have.
Okay. The pancakes.
Okay. Well,
I'm making you pancakes in a crotchless panty. I was not expecting this.
Gross.
Sorry.
Gross.
Okay. Gross. I just like saying crotchless panty.
Ew,
like,
can you never say that again, though?
I know, she talks about them too often.
Is this like your new thing?
No, I've like literally had one pair of crotchless panties my entire life.
And she said it four times this episode.
Like, I wonder how guys really feel about those. Like, do you think that they love it?
I think they love it. They love it.
But, like, why the panty at all? I don't understand.
Well, because there's something, like, you're still half-clothed, so there's something mysterious.
Yeah, it's like about it.
But you're, like, framing your vagina.
No, people, guys, like, weird. Love looking at a vagina.
It's almost like a lace.
But if like, my husband came home today and showed me a crotchless underwear.
I don't know if he'd laugh at me, like, what are you doing? Or if he'd be into it. Like, I think it'd be a mix of both.
He'd be like, oh, what's this?
He'd be too embarrassed to enjoy it. But he would enjoy it.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, on that note, I don't know where that came from.
Also, maybe
tied up in a bow with a crotchless panty.
Yeah, but also maybe she should, to go back to this question, like, make the preparations beforehand so that you're not dragging it out. Like,
well, know where you're going to stay.
Put some of the stuff in your car.
Move out immediately.
Yeah, don't, like, let it drag on and have him be sad watching you, like, pack and separate your books. Like, it's just
move your shit out when he's at
work. I'm a huge believer of a clean break.
Me too.
I think that dragging it out just makes it worse. So much worse.
And as the breaker-upper, no contact.
No contact. Mm-hmm.
Not
let
a,
it
how
go.
You doing?
No,
I'm
don't.
Feeling
then
bad.
You're jerking someone around.
You're so
hey,
jerking.
Hey, how
around.
Are you?
It's me.
No. Mm-mm. Bye. You're gone.
No, you're dead.
Blocked. Yeah. Dead right. to me.
Good
okay.
job.
On that note, where can everyone buy the new foundation?
They can buy it on Sephora.com.
Hey, yeah, girl. She's
hey,
in Sephora,
yeah. No
baby.
Big deal. Neiman Marcus, Bergdorf Goodman, and then our site, LawlessBeauty.com.
I love
so exciting.
That. Thank you so much for coming. And
thank you so much for having me. This was so fun.
You're my new goals. I'm going
to
drink
gosh.
More juices.
That makes my life.
I'm going to look at what's in my makeup.
More juice.
I hate you. All we do is eat jelly beans and gummy bears, guys.
Wait, I had a question.
No, it's over.
No, I have a really good question. And girls always ask this question when we have actual successful people come on. When you, assuming, like, when you walked away from your company and you sold it for whatever, what did you buy yourself?
Oh, yeah, the one. What, was
what
your,
did
like,
you do?
First
what
purchase?
Was your splurge?
A Chanel.
Oh, yeah, I've bought a lot of Chanel since then. I'm like a collector at this point. Chanel's like my thing. There wasn't like one big purchase. Like, I didn't go buy a car or like a house or something. But I definitely treated myself. Like I bought a couple of bags I wanted. And just like I felt like I'd been working so hard for so long. Like, I was like, YOLO. I'm going to buy some frivolous things that I'm find it totally irresponsible that I wouldn't buy otherwise. So it was like more just like little fun material things like that. But I never made like a huge big purchase because I always feel like I wanted to move on. Like, I don't have investors in this next company, so it's fully self-funded. So like that's what I want to put my money into is things like that.
Right.
And just kind of like the next phase. That's it was cool. Never like, I've made it. I'm done. I'm retiring. I'm going to go buy a Rolls Royce. Right. You know?
I'm literally throwing my phone in the
maybe
ocean.
You can pick me up. When you do. When you do, we'll bring the lotion and the lip balm to the island.
Yeah. Fabulous.
Great. You'll never be more hydrated,
just
girl.
Just lotion and Lawless lip balm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Oh, that was nice.
Maybe we need a Lawless lip balm.
Maybe.
Is it coming?
Maybe. Okay, I forget our tagline.
See you next
just
Tuesday.
See you next
oh, yeah.
Tuesday.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Oh my God.
see you next Tuesday. Tuesday.
Yay! Woo!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Thanks for listening.